This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
واذكر في الكتاب مريم إذ انتبذت من أهلها مكانا شرقيا.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وأعتزلكم وما تدعون من دون الله وأدعو ربي عسى ألا أكون بدعاء ربي شقيا. صدق الله العظيم. So we were in the thick of the discussion of the dialogue between Sayyidina Ibrahim عليه السلام and his father. And of course, we take special note of the protocol, respect, and dignified communication between Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam and his father. Notwithstanding the fact that his dad was a disbeliever, he was a polytheist, he was an idol worshipper, he was an idol merchant. And in particular, I was quite intrigued by the write-up in Madarik al-Tanzeel. And I simply could not resist this academic discussion. So I'm just going to share some snippets of it. Number one, the author writes that كَيْفَ رَاعَ الْمُجَامَلَةِ وَالْرِفْقَ وَالْخُلُقَ الْحَسَنِ, that we marvel at the application of respect by Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam. So in the entire discussion, you would observe the repetition of the word يَا أَبَتِي, يَا أَبَتِي, يَا أَبَتِي. Oh my beloved dad, oh my beloved dad. And the father didn't respond in the same way. He didn't say, Ya Bunayya, oh my beloved son. He said, Ya Ibrahim. He addressed Ibrahim alayhi salam with the name. So that was the first thing, character, right? Choice of words. In Islam, you are not allowed to use harsh language on any human, leave alone any human, not even with any animal. I mean, the teachings of Islam are to be kind to every creature. Muslim or non-Muslim, you got to speak politely. وَقُلْ لِعِبَادِي يَقُولُ الَّتِي هِيَ أَحْسَنُ in Surah Bani Israel. O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, say to my servants to utter that which is correct. If you look into the backdrop of this ayah, it was an altercation between Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu and a non-Muslim. And the ayah was revealed that be polite in your speech, whether you speak into a Muslim or a non-Muslim. And I think we need to ask ourselves some tough questions when we interact in with our helper, our worker, our employee, Muslim or non-Muslim. What is our communication? How do we come across? What is our expression? What is our choice of words? Okay, so that's the first thing. ثُمَّ ثَنَّ بِدَعْوَتِهِ إِلَى الْحَقِّ مُتَلَطِّفًا فَلَمْ يُسَمِّ أَبَاهُ بِالْجَهْلِ الْمُفْرِطِ وَلَا نَفْسَهُ بِالْعِلْمِ الْفَائِقِ وَلَكِنَّهُ قَالْ إِنَّ مَعِي شَيْئًا مِنَ الْعِلْمِ لَيْسَ مَعَكْ. On the second note, we observe that he called out to his father in a very polite way. And he didn't refer to his father, you're ignorant, you're belligerent, you're hopeless, you're helpless, you're a wicked person. No, no. Nor did he claim to say, you know what, I've got it all right. I'm super amazing and awesome and everything. No, no. He modestly said, إِنَّ مَعِي جَاءَنِي مِنَ الْعِلْمِ مَا لَمْ يَأْتِكْ. Allah has blessed me with a knowledge which you do not have, which you do not have. And by virtue of that, my aim is to invite you to the straight path. My aim is to invite you to the straight path. ثُمَّ ثَلَّثَ بِنَهْيِهِ عَمَّا كَانَ عَلَيْهِ بِأَنَّ الشَّيْطَانَ الَّذِي عَصَى الرَّحْمَانَ الَّذِي جَمِيعُ النِّعَمِ مِنْهُ أَوْقَعَكَ فِي عِبَادَةِ الصَّنَمِ وَزَيَّنَهَا لَكَ فَأَنْتَ عَابِدُهُ فِي الْحَقِيقَةِ. Thereafter, he alerted his father. He alerted his father that the devil who disobeyed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has enticed you into idol worship and you have succumbed to his provocation. So in essence, my dad, you are worshiping the devil. You are worshiping the devil. And then finally, he concludes his advice to his father, رَبَّعَ بِتَخْوِيفِهِ سُوءَ الْعَاقِبَةِ مَعَ مُرَاعَاتِ الْأَدَبِ حَيْثُ لَمْ يُصَرِّحْ بِأَنَّ الْعِقَابَ لَاحِقٌ بِهِ وَأَنَّ الْعَذَابَ لَاصِقٌ بِهِ بَلْ قَالَ أَخَافُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. On the fourth and the final instance where he concluded his dialogue, he said to his dad, look here, dad, if you persist, then I'm afraid things can become quite nasty and ugly. But even at this point of now becoming a bit strong and stern, he didn't say that you will be struck, you will be destroyed. He said, I'm afraid, I fear. perhaps, meaning that if you're not going to desist from your practice. So even when he gave off the alert and the final warning that death on disbelief will result in the punishment and the torment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, his choice of words were not أَنَّ الْعَذَابَ لَاسِقٌ بِكَ لَا مَحَالٌ, that inevitably you will be struck. He said, إِنِّي أَخَافُ أَن يَمَسَّكَ عَذَابٌ مِّنَ الرَّحْمَنِ, I'm afraid if you persist on your habits, then you will be gripped and you will be seized by the punishment of the Almighty. Definitely many lessons for us to learn when we invite people towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And generally when we're talking of inviting, we only go or think of inviting a non-Muslim into Islam. What about trying to bring someone closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? At times, unfortunately, because of the lack of the correct approach, we drive people away from the Almighty. We drive people away from the Almighty. So we're trying to bring a person onto the Sunnah, but the method we deploy to attract him is against the Sunnah. He, sallallahu alayhi wasallam's methodology was most amazing, most amazing. Okay, so there we have it, verse 48. وَأَعْتَزِلُكُمْ وَمَا تَدْعُونَ مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ وَأَدْعُوا رَبِّي عَسَىٰ أَلَّا أَكُونَ بِدُعَاءِ رَبِّي شَقِيًّا. In verse 47, we spoke about Mutarakat, where he was ready to bid farewell, and he said that I will make dua for you, from which we learn it is correct and necessary to make dua for the guidance of a non-Muslim. Where he said, I will ask Allah for your forgiveness, meaning I will ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to guide you. Innahu kana bi hafiyya. Indeed, Allah is compassionate towards me. Wa a'tazilukum wa ma tad'una min dunillah. And I will separate myself from you and that which you worship besides Allah. In other words, he had always disassociated himself from their beliefs, but now physically I'm also leaving. Because dad, you're threatening me. You don't want me here. So, well, if that's what you prefer, then off I go. Inni muhajirun ila rabbi. I will then move on to another place. Al muhajiru man hajara al-dhunuba wal-khataya. A true muhajir is one who moves away from sins and vice. And this place was now not conducive. They didn't want him. And hence Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam then went away to Sham. He went away to Sham. He left this place. He left his father. He left his family, you know, the tribe, etc. اعتزل يعتزل اعتزال, to separate. وأعتزلكم, I'm separating physically from you. وما تدعون, and that you which you worship من دون الله besides Allah. وأدعو ربي. In other words, in his aqidah and his belief, he was always muwahid. But now he was trying to guide them. They didn't want him, so he moved on. وَأَدْعُوا رَبِّي, and I will continue supplicating and worshipping my Allah. عَسَىٰ أَلَّا أَكُونَ بِدُعَاءِ رَبِّي شَقِيًّا. What did he say? I shall call to my Allah, and I'm hopeful that I shall not be deprived of reward and acceptance in my call to my Rabb. In other words, كَمَا شَقَيْتُمْ أَنْتُمْ بِعِبَادَةِ الْأَصْنَامِ. That's what the scholars write. There was a hint in that, there was an insinuation. As you have been left wretched because you have denied Allah and you have worshipped other things, I will not be left wretched because I am worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. عَبَدَ الْحِجَارَةَ مِنْ سَفَاهَةِ رَأْيِهِ وَعَبَدْتُ رَبَّ مُحَمَّدٍ بِصَوَابِهِ. What did Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu say when he defeated his opponent, Amr bin Wud? عَبَدَ الْحِجَارَةَ مِنْ سَفَاهَةِ رَأْيِهِ. He worshipped the stone out of his naivety. وَعَبَدْتُ رَبَّ مُحَمَّدٍ بِصَوَابِهِ. And I worship the Lord of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with vision and certainty and integrity. فَصَدَرْتُ حِينَ تَرَكْتُهُ مُتَجَدِّلًا كَالْجِذْعِ بَيْنَ دَكَادِكٍ وَرَوَابِ وَعَفَفْتُ عَنْ أَثْوَابِهِ وَلَوْ أَنَّنِي كُنْتُ الْمُقَتَّرْ بَزَّنِي أَثْوَابِ لَا تَحْسَبَنَّ اللَّهَ خَاذِلَ دِينِهِ وَنَبِيِّهِ يَا مَعْشَرَ الْأَحْزَابِ. So I will continue asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and I know my Allah will not deprive me. Asa, I am hopeful. Now, we know with certainty a Nabi is under the guidance, under the protection, and a Nabi is ma'soom, he's protected, his prayers are answered. The scholars say the adoption of the expression asa, which means hopefully, perhaps, maybe, it was mutawadi'an, was humility. I'm hopeful, I'm optimistic. Subhanallah. That was the language, that was the demeanor, that was the expression of a Nabi. Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam said, I'm not going to leave the jail till I don't get clarity from those women who had accused me. Summon them and they must speak up. مَا بَالُ النِّسْوَةِ اللَّاتِ قَطَّعْنَ أَيْدِيَهُنَّ. What about those women who severed their hands and chopped their hands? And they each one came forward and they admitted. And the minister's wife said, أَنَا رَاوَدْتُهُ عَن نَفْسِهِ. I seduced him. وَإِنَّهُ لَمِنَ الصَّادِقِينَ. And he is innocent. And then when Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam's innocence was brought forward, he was exonerated on every level. Immediately. Look at the toning down. Not that before that there was any pride. No. A Nabi is divinely protected from everything. That's the beauty. This is how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala creates the Anbiya alayhim salatu wasalam. But generally in a point of exoneration, in a point of honor, in a point of dignity, which one of us can carry ourselves with respect? And our respect is also so superficial. It's not official, it's not established. At such a point here, what was the language and the expression of Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam? وَمَا أُبَرِّئُ نَفْسِي إِنَّ النَّفْسَ لَأَمَّارَةٌ بِالسُّوءِ إِلَّا مَا رَحِمَ رَبِّي. I'm not exonerating, or I'm not saying my nafs is free of blame. In the nafsa, verily, every nafs, every human self, la ammaratun bisu, provokes towards evil. Illa ma rahima rabbi, with the exception of the soul on which Allah has mercy. And that was Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, because he is that nafsul mutma'inna, he is that pure soul. But subhanallah, that is the humility of a Nabi. So asa was an indication of the humility. فَلَمَّا اعْتَزَلَهُمْ وَمَا يَعْبُدُونَ مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ وَهَبْنَا لَهُ إِسْحَاقَ وَيَعْقُوبَ وَكُلًّا جَعَلْنَا نَبِيًّا. Verse 49, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, when Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam withdrew and he departed from them and proceeded to relocate in Sham, فَلَمَّا اعْتَزَلَهُمْ وَمَا يَعْبُدُونَ مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ. And of course, he withdrew from that which they worshipped besides Allah. We gifted him a son Ishaq and a grandson Yaqub, and we made each one of them a Nabi. So when he left his family, his tribe, for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the scholars say Allah granted him a much more wholesome replacement. Everybody has an attachment to their family, to their tribe, to their birthplace, to their origin, because that's where you grew up. There's memories, there's this nostalgia, there's this childhood memories. But for the pleasure of the Almighty, he relocated. وَأَرْضُ اللَّهِ وَاسِعَةٌ. He relocated. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then gave him much more better and more wholesome in terms of companionship, لِيَسْتَأْنِسَ بِهِمَا, as the scholars say, from whom he got company and companionship. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed him with وَهَبْنَا لَهُ إِسْحَاقَ. Allah blessed him with Ishaq as a son. And thereafter, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed Ishaq with a son, and that was Yaqub, who was then the grandson of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam. وَكُلًّا جَعَلْنَا نَبِيًّا. And both the son and the grandson, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, we had blessed them with nubuwwah. The scholars raise a question here, that when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about the children of Ibrahim alayhi salam, Allah spoke about Ishaq and then his grandson Yaqub, and Allah did not make mention about Ismail alayhi salam. And the reason for this is, they say, is that Ismail alayhi salam enjoyed this amazing position that Allah made reference about Ismail exclusively, independently, which is just to follow in two verses beyond. Wallahu a'lamu bi asrari kalamihi. And of course, only Allah knows the secret of his speech, but this is why the scholars say in their understanding, and of course, our understanding is only limited. It is Allah's knowledge that is infinite, perfect, impeccable, and flawless. Okay, so Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam moves on and he continues asking Allah for the guidance of his father. وَغْفِرْ لِأَبِي إِنَّهُ كَانَ مِنَ الظَّالِّينَ. Oh Allah, forgive my father, meaning, oh Allah, give hidayah to my father. Of course, this dua was till the extent of his father being alive. لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ فِي إِبْرَاهِيمَ وَالَّذِينَ مَعَهُ إِذْ قَالُوا لِقَوْمِهِمْ إِنَّا بُرَآءُ مِنْكُمْ وَمِمَّا تَعْبُدُونَ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ كَفَرْنَا بِكُمْ وَبَدَا بَيْنَنَا وَبَيْنَكُمُ الْعَدَاوَةُ وَالْبَغْضَاءُ أَبَدًا حَتَّى تُؤْمِنُوا بِاللَّهِ وَحْدَهُ إِلَّا قَوْلَ إِبْرَاهِيمَ لِأَبِيهِ. In great detail, Allah makes mention about the promise that Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam had made to his father, and he made dua to Allah for his father. فَلَمَّا تَبَيَّنَ لَهُ أَنَّهُ عَدُوٌ لِلَّهِ تَبَرَّأَ مِنْ إِنَّ إِبْرَاهِيمَ لَحَلِيمٌ أَوَّاهٌ مُنِيبٌ. That Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam supplicated to Allah to forgive, meaning to guide his father and make him deserving of forgiveness as long as he was alive. But once he discovered that his father had left this world without Iman, and I know this is quite challenging where people have reverted to Islam and their parents have not come into Islam, it's a very, very emotional thing. It's a very, very emotional thing, because as soon as you become a believer, your heart yearns and desperately calls and wishes and hopes and prays for the guidance of your parents. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to guide us, to guide our parents, to guide our entire family to the truth. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala preserve the iman that Allah has given us. But Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, once he discovered that his dad had left this world without iman, that was the end of him asking Allah for forgiveness on behalf of his father. That's clear cut in the Quran. Okay, so وَكُلًّا جَعَلْنَا نَبِيًّا, as Allah makes mention in Surah Anbiya, that وَيَعْقُوبَ نَافِلَةً, يَعْقُوبَ نَافِلَةً, that we had blessed Sayyidina Ibrahim with Ishaq, and we had blessed him with an added bonus of Ya'qub as the grandson. Okay. وَوَهَبْنَا لَهُمْ مِنْ رَحْمَتِنَا وَجَعَلْنَا لَهُمْ لِسَانَ صِدْقٍ عَلِيًّا. One is you just boast that, you know what, when we got married, it was just the two of us, and then the old folks will say, take a guess how many grandchildren. Okay, take a guess how many kids. Take a guess how many grandchildren. Okay, how many great-grandchildren do you have? And, you know, وَتَفَاخُرٌ بَيْنَكُمْ وَتَكَاثُرٌ فِي الْأَمْوَالِ وَالْأَوْلَادِ. That's exactly what the Quran says. تَفَاخُرٌ بَيْنَكُمْ, where it's mutual rivalry regarding economic stature, beauty, etc. And then it is تَكَاثُرٌ فِي الْأَمْوَالِ وَالْأَوْلَادِ. How much wealth, how much assets, how much properties, how much children, how much grandchildren, how much great-grandchildren. That's how man spends his life. So you say, like, you know, we came, it was just the two of us, and then we had so many children, and then so many grandchildren, and so many great-grandchildren. Subhanallah, Allah blessed Ibrahim alayhi salam with Ishaq, and then Allah blessed Ishaq with Ya'qub. وَكُلًّا جَعَلْنَا نَبِيًّا. And you know what? We made them both prophets. And you know what? وَوَهَبْنَا لَهُمْ مِنْ رَحْمَتِنَا وَجَعَلْنَا لَهُمْ لِسَانَ صِدْقٍ عَلِيًّا. And we blessed them from our mercy, meaning min al-mali wal-walad, we bless them with wealth, we bless them with children, we bless them with prosperity. وَجَعَلْنَا لَهُمْ, and we made for them lisan. Lisan literally means tongue. Sidq means honesty, truthfulness, and aliyya means elevated. A tongue of honesty was elevated for them, meaning people will praise them till the end of time. وَآتَيْنَاهُ فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَنَةً وَإِنَّهُ فِي الْآخِرَةِ لَمِنَ الصَّالِحِينَ. In Surah Ankabut, under this ayah, Jalalain writes, أي الثناء في جميع الأديان. الثناء في جميع الأديان. Every religion, the Abrahamic faith, everybody praises Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam. Our prayer, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad, kama sallayta ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim. So, subhanallah, this is how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala honored Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam. That's it, verse 50. On that note, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala concludes the discussion of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam, the dialogue that he had with his father. Then he moved on, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed him with Ishaq and Ya'qub. But as I indicated, that the mention of Ismail alayhi salam will follow shortly thereafter. One amazing quality of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, amongst all his qualities that Allah had blessed him, was shakiran li an'umih. Shakiran li an'umih. Ijtabahu wa hadahu ila siratin mustaqim. Allah says Ibrahim alayhi salam was a grateful servant. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala referred to Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salam, innahu kana abdan shakura, that he was grateful. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in the Quran, ma yaf'alu Allahu bi'adhabikum in shakartum wa amantum. Why will Allah punish you if you are grateful and you bring iman? Wa kana Allahu shakiran alima, and Allah is one who appreciates and is aware of your good actions. So amongst the many qualities that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had endowed Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam with, and the Quran is replete with his mention in no less than 63 different verses in the Quran Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam features. Let's take that quality of gratitude, an attitude of gratitude. May Allah make it a reality. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen.